This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, I began elaborating on some thoughts I shared at my grandson's recent wedding. I began by pointing out that there is more than a mere physical dimension to a marriage. Through their mutual commitment, they become one flesh, one soul. But there is more. Solomon mentions marriage a number of times in the book of Proverbs. As I reflected on what he said, it is clear that there is a rational dimension to a marriage. In Proverbs 18:32, Solomon declares, "He who finds a wife finds what is good." And in Proverbs 31:10, "A wife of noble character who can find?" Obviously, there is a rational process that goes on in choosing a life's partner. You look for someone who satisfies qualities that are desirable to you. Finding a partner of noble character requires wisdom and discernment. Observation, discussion, evaluation are all required to be thorough in your conclusion. Once you find such a person and commit to a singular relationship with them, care must be given to nurturing the relationship. Guard against the negative feelings or attitudes. Otherwise, you might forget or turn from the commitment made. If you are diligent in nurturing the relationship, Solomon says you will rejoice in the wife of your youth and be ever captivated by her love. Marriage begins with a choice of commitment and matures by continuing choices made to enrich your spouse's life. That mindset will have abundant payback in a marriage, in the home, and in the marketplace, as described in the last chapter of Proverbs, chapter 31.